The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I happened to bump into a friend of mine yesterday and a friend of yours, Representative John McCravey from Greenwood. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. Sitting here with my cup of coffee and listening to Joey Hudson.
There you go. Well, that's a good thing to do, and I hope you don't regret it because I'm not in a good mood today after yesterday. Well,
hey, yeah, don't take it out on me. I have to deal with these people every day down here.
All right, big disclaimer here. Representative John McCravey, one of my favorite members of the South Carolina House, he was not on this ad hoc committee dealing with certificate of need, okay? So I want to get that out of the way. Representative McCravey had nothing to do with yesterday's hearing, so we're good with that. But I got to tell you, that was a complete waste of time yesterday. I took a day out of my life that I'll never get back. I traveled to Columbia, and I sat there and I listened for hours to hospital administrators trying to justify why state government should protect their monopolies. I heard doctors, some with good intentions, I'm sure, who are employed by these same hospital systems, make a case that our healthcare system is just fine. I heard lawyers, no offense to you, you're my favorite lawyer, lobbyists ramble on and on and on about the data, about hospital operating costs, payment schedules, insurance reimbursement. I mean, honestly, it became almost unbearable. I was the only patient, the actual patient in the room, and I was last. They brought me up at the very end, and it was kind of, well, Mr. Hudson, we're out of time here. We'd love to hear from you, but we need to wrap this up. And that's kind of how the day went. I sat there and I listened to some 20-something year old who was very proud of the fact that he was a graduate of Stanford University and he came back home to save his dad's medical practice. The kid hadn't a clue. He lectured us on the effects of inflation. I thought, I know enough about inflation. We're here to talk about medical care. I'm here as a person, as a patient who had a bad experience, who couldn't get a surgery last year because of some of the way our health care is managed. And, you know, I'm sitting here listening to all this stuff. All right, I feel better now, okay? I had to get that off my chest. How do you deal with this every day?
Well, it's difficult. You know, I can relate. I mean, I've had hearings on Save Women's Sports where all I heard was from the LGBTQ plus IA, whatever it is, people that don't know their pronouns. Mm-hmm. And I've listened to them politely for hours. And so, you know, I understand what you're going through. The process is not fun sometimes. And I'm not defending whoever was on the committee, but you know, I always try when I have a hearing in a committee that I run, I try to get people who have driven a long way. I try to get them up first, lay people who are not down there every day. I try to get them up first and give them the courtesy of that. So I'm sorry about that, but
well, now that brings up an interesting question. How was the order in which people were called to testify? How is that determined?
Normally it's whoever signs up first. So they mm-hmm. have a sign up page out there and they just go by that, you know. Mm-hmm. So and you know, a lot of people don't know that. They just figure, you know, it's going to be called at some logical way, but the way they do it is whoever signs up first testifies first. So mm-hmm. that's probably how it went.
Well, I was there pretty early yesterday. I don't know where I was on the list, but I mean I thought I signed up pretty early, but
that's one of the crowdest hearing rooms I've ever seen, and they overflowed into another hearing room because they couldn't get everybody in there. And there's a lot of interest in that bill because you've got hospitals all crying out and claiming that they're gonna all go out of business. Yeah. You've got the doctors have come stepped up and tried to get this bill through. So, you know, you got two big competing interests there, and you got a lot of lobbyists. You know, both sides hired lobbyists out of the whatever. So it made for a big hearing is what it did. So I hope we're able to get that out this year. If they don't vote on it, we're not going to be able to get it to the floor.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
we have a vote. So I do too.
Vote.
I was engaged in other committee work and other stuff yesterday afternoon, so I wasn't able to listen to all of it, but we need to have a vote. You know, that's another thing. We have hearings without a vote. It's kind of like a, you know, why are we even doing this?
So, right, exactly. Yeah. So what is the process? So we have this ad hoc committee. Do they vote to send it back to the full committee, and then the full committee decides whether it comes to the floor to you guys?
I don't think so. I think that they can send it straight to the floor. I'm not positive on that. Uh-huh. I have to look at it. But I think that's a special committee that's set up. You know, the 3M committee is a Democrat-dominated committee. So I don't know if this committee that was set up is dominated by Democrats like 3M normally is. But so, you know, I think because of such a huge interest in that issue, that's why they created that ad hoc committee to carve out a special time for it. But that's just my guess.
Yeah. You know, well, this is not why you called in today. I drew the short straw today. You had to listen to my rant.
Well, you're fine. It was good to see you yesterday. I wish I had more time and you had more time too. But
yeah, same here. Will you guys? I mean, speaking of time, you're wrapping it up. You just have a few weeks left. A lot of important topics. And give us a quick rundown of some of the things that are important to you and what you guys are hoping to get out.
Wow, we have a lot going on. We passed the Save Women's Sports Act a couple of weeks ago and sent it to the Senate. We're hoping that the Senate is going to get that done. You know, that was a circus. Democrats filibustered that till after 9 o'clock at night. They were up there, and it was all Democrats. You know, they want for some reason they want biological males to be competing against our girls. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But we got people fighting for this now. So I mean, it's crazy. So we got the bill passed. We sent it to the Senate, and we're hoping they're going to see the light and get that out before the end of the session.
Yeah.
Today, we're probably going to be debating CRT on the floor, critical race theory. We're trying to ban divisive doctrines like this in our schools. You know, we've got a slide. We intercepted the slide of faculty training for governor school teachers up in Greenville. And, you know, what's it got on it? I mean, I was thinking about that last night. It's got the oppressors and a list of the oppressors and a list of the oppressed. And who are the oppressed? Heterosexuals are oppressors on this slide. You know, the oppressed are the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
The oppressors are people who speak English and don't speak any other language. They're the oppressors. Christians in America are the oppressors. And men are the oppressors. So, you know, you just got this. They even have middle class as being the oppressors of the working class. And this stuff comes straight out of Marxism. It's divisive. It's un-American. And, you know, it's racist. And it's an attempt to indoctrinate our children. So we've got to stop this. We're debating this on the floor today, and you will see a circus of Democrats out there today. They're going to be out in full force with their amendments and everything else. So we'll see how that goes. We'll be out there fighting to get that passed. That's important.
Yeah.
We've had some good victories this year. Religion is essential. Looks like it's going to be signed into law by the governor. We just need to concur on that. That'll prevent them from ever closing down churches in a pandemic or any other kind of emergency.
Yeah,
we've got the Motto Act that's come over. You know, Representative Burns has filed that for many years, and it looks like we might get it passed this year to put "In God We Trust" on every school wall. That's important. You know,
yes, it is.
I think, you know, we can't necessarily teach Christianity in the school, but we can at least make God a relevant topic. You know,
exactly.
We've got the medical freedom of conscience rights. We got that through the House. That came through my committee, and it allows medical workers to opt out of these controversial procedures. Like, you know, in my opinion, there's no such thing as sex change, and I think the facts show that, but they try to do that with surgeries and all these kind of things. It would allow you to opt out of that, or abortion, for instance, you know, yeah. if you're in the medical field. So we worked hard to get that through. We've got some budget issues this year. The Senate has a new finance committee chair. You know, Senator Peeler moved over for that. So we've got a little bit of issues between the House and the Senate this year that are going to have to be resolved, and that could go on a while.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that too.
There's a lot to do in just a matter of just a few weeks. Yeah. I don't know how you do it, but it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. I enjoyed seeing you yesterday. I want you to go back over and talk to the chairman yesterday and tell him I feel like I was shorted on my time. See if you can get me some more time, okay?
I'll do it. You know I will. Don't tell me to do something if you don't want me to, man. I'll do it.
Representative John McCravey, hey, you be safe down there in the jungle today, okay?
Yes, sir. It's going to be one.
Always a pleasure.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.